Actor Heath Ledger was found dead today in his New York apartment. Ledger was nominated for an Oscar 2 years ago for his role as a tormented gay ranch hand in Brokeback Mountain. Ledger was 28 years old, and New York City police say drugs may have been involved in his death. NPR's Bob Mondello has this appreciation of a career cut short.
He was just another teen heartthrob when American audiences met him 9 years ago after he'd made something of a local success in Australia as, well, as a teen heartthrob. His first Hollywood film was the comedy 10 Things I Hate About You, based on Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, and his Petruchio-like Patrick wooed Julia-style shrewish cat in a persuasively contemporary way.
You can't just buy me a guitar every time you screw up, you know.
Yeah, I know. But then, you know, there's always drums and bass and maybe even one day a tambourine.
When the film hit, Ledger seemed on the road to a career as one of Hollywood's pretty boys. Handsome, strapping, with a striking voice perhaps, but otherwise unremarkable. But he turned down the teen flicks that came his way to appear in roles that cast him in a more substantial light. Diverse roles, as a suicidal son in Monster's Ball, as a comic servant who impersonates a knight in A Knight's Tale, as a gung-ho soldier in the Revolutionary War drama The Patriot, and as the mentor of a skateboarding team who ends up stoned and out of it in Lords of Dogtown, all of which meant that his acting wasn't a surprise when he played the role that won him an Oscar nomination, taciturn gay ranch hand Ennis Del Mar in Brokeback Mountain.
Come on, Jack, lighten up on me. We can hunt in November, kill us a nice elk, and try if I can get Don Rose Cabin again. We had a good time that year, didn't we?
There's never enough time, never enough.
A few weeks after Brokeback Mountain opened, Ledger was showing his versatility again as the world's most famous ladies' man, Casanova. It was a comedy, not really his strong point, but he'd only made a few. His last we haven't seen yet, after lending his sad eyes and lanky frame this year to playing a Bob Dylan-like character in I'm Not There, Ledger worked in his first big-budget franchise film, the latest Batman movie, The Dark Knight. When it comes out in July, he'll be featured as a younger, handsomer Joker, a part previously played by Jack Nicholson. A stretch, once again, for Heath Ledger, who made stretching a point of style. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.